Megan, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks a million, Amber. Always a pleasure.
So we've spoken about hubs on the show before, myself and yourself, I think, as well. But we're very fortunate here in Kerry because we have so many different hubs and they're all scattered in different parts of the county. So we're very well catered for here in Kerry, aren't we, Megan?
We are indeed. We have a number of different hubs that cater for a number of different clients. And I suppose given the location that we're in and the influx of visitors, it's great to have such a variety on offer.
It certainly is. And I think there are 22 hubs in Kerry registered with connected hubs. And I know that, you know, these are used obviously by locals and people who visit kind of during the year as well. But they offer a great opportunity for people as well that are travelling, especially during their summer holidays, don't they, Megan? Because they can decide maybe to extend their holiday and avail of these hubs while they work as well.
They can, absolutely. And we see an awful lot of new visitors that will come in over the months of particularly July and August, but into June as well. The hope here, we get to meet some really exciting people who have holiday homes in the local area or who are staying in local hotels or B&Bs. And for some reason or another, they will have a few days work to do here or there. But they can come on holidays with their family and then they have a hub that they can use to really kind of get that focused work done.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I suppose, is it something that you're noticing is happening a little bit more regularly now? Because I think the hubs are getting a lot more publicity maybe, or I suppose they're just kind of well established as well, Megan, at this stage. So people are aware that they are there and they're in a certain location. So is it something that people are availing of a little bit more, or have you noticed that at all?
We've definitely noticed that, So we ourselves, we've been open for 5 years. So I suppose people know about us a lot more now, and we have repeat summer visitors. So they'll have a holiday home in Killorglin. They'll come down for 3 or 4 weeks. They'll maybe work a week on either side of that. So it works really well for them. But I think people are really kind of understanding a bit more, you know, the hub network via connected hubs and how they can utilize that to kind of fit in with their flexible working arrangements, family holidays. So we here at RDI Hub definitely see an influx of people during June, July and August. I suppose it's not even just the visitors, we'll say, from other counties or from abroad that we see, but even locals from Kerry using the space increases significantly over the summer period. I suppose we'd have a lot of children off school and teenagers at home, so trying to find that kind of quiet space to get your focus work done can sometimes be difficult. I have a teenage boy myself at home, and the battle for the bandwidth can be real. So it's great to have spaces like RDI Hub and the 21 other hubs throughout the county that can offer you that, where you're not fighting for bandwidth and where you can really just come and get that work done.
It certainly is. And actually, I was going to ask you about that as well, because it can be hard to work from home maybe and to keep your focus on a good day. But especially, as you said, when there's younger children, maybe, or teenagers at home as well, the hubs really come into play there, don't they? And they really do fill that gap, I suppose, to let people kind of have the best of both worlds, that they can get their work done while not having to travel to the office maybe. But they're also, I suppose, able to focus on family life then when they are at home and it's not consumed by work.
Exactly. Yeah. And I suppose the kitchen table isn't being consumed by work either. You know, I know myself that the childcare struggle when kids are younger, you'd have parents that are taking opposite weeks of annual leave. So somebody's working from home. Small kids maybe don't understand that while mom is in the house, she is actually working. So it can be hard to get a day's work done sometimes without the distraction of having the kids at home during the summer. Whereas if you come to a place like RDI Hub, I mean, it really does just provide you with the space that you have no distractions. You can get a lot more work done in the day. And when you go home, then it's family time, you know. So it provides that real kind of separation between work and home life, I think.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I know, Megan, when we think, I think of, you know, the hubs and what they offer, straight away, I think we all kind of assume, you know, or just associate it maybe with desk space, you know, and that you can set up and you're kind of good to go. But there's also other facilities as well. Like there's the opportunity to rent out meeting rooms and stuff as well. So they offer more, don't they, than just the desk space, I suppose.
They do. And we here at RDI Hub, I suppose we have an incredible building here and we have incredible facilities. So we've a high speed business broadband. We have complimentary on-site EV charging if you drive an electric vehicle. We have a gorgeous restaurant on site that offers subsidized meals throughout the day. And I think we've a lovely community out here as well. So if you spend a day hot desking, you're going to meet some really interesting people. You're going to make new connections. We've seen a lot of people make new friends and get involved in new hobby groups. So it's an outlet. I suppose it's not just a workspace. It's also an outlet for a lot of people. If people have client calls or client meetings to do, we have private spaces available to them as well. So really, it's everything you want of an office space. Not only just that kind of focused, dedicated workspace, but also that, adult interaction and engagement with other people throughout the day. And of course, free-flowing tea and coffee, which is probably the most important.
It certainly is, absolutely. You mentioned earlier that it's something that you're noticing a big increase in, I suppose, with residents as well as visitors. But I suppose just talking about the visitors for a second, Megan, it's hugely important that we have these facilities, and I suppose that they're maintained and that they are actually used by people as well, and used by locals as well as the visitors, because having people travel to an area and maybe deciding to extend their holiday, but maybe working a couple of days but staying in the area, it's a huge boost, obviously, to the local economy and to the local town and the local area that these hubs are based in as well, which obviously has a great knock-on effect and is an important aspect of it.
It is. And I suppose, like on a personal level for our hub users, it allows them to be a lot more flexible over the summer months. So they can go away for 3 or 4 weeks and visit family and still get their work done. But for the local area, those extended stays, like you say, it's a huge economic booster for local areas and small villages all over the county and the country. And Kerry, I suppose, is very well serviced when it comes to our hub network. But you'll find that every county in Ireland is. The Connected Hubs network is an incredible network. So I would recommend that anyone looking to holiday anywhere in Ireland, if they do have work to do, go on to connectedhubs.ie and just look at the wealth of hubs that are available to you. It might mean that you can extend your stay. It might mean that, just because you have one important call in the week, that actually you can still go ahead and do your holiday, but have a focus space to take that call. So the Connected Hubs network, I think, is just fantastic. Not only is it a huge amenity for hub users across the country, but it also really helps to boost the local economy of all these villages and towns up and down the country.
Yeah, it certainly does. And we're hearing an awful lot, I think, recently, especially about the return to work, I suppose, or the return to the office, maybe for a lot of employees who might have been fully remote for a significant period of time. And I know, some people are very much for it, others are against it, but I suppose it doesn't seem to be happening here based on what you're saying. It seems to be that, like, that the hubs are still very much being used by people who might have maybe a hybrid arrangement or that remote arrangement. So from, I suppose, your own experience, maybe in the RGI hub, do you think that remote or that hybrid setting is working well and is something that might continue into the future, and that we won't see maybe that big pull back into the office for a lot of those employees?
Look, I think there's no denying we have seen, the likes of our national banks or large multinationals issuing return to office orders. I think a lot of those are still on a hybrid model where they might be requested to be in maybe 2 days a week or 3 days a week. And we currently have a lot of members that are on that model of working already. So they would be here with us in the hub for 3 or 4 days a week, and then they might be in HQ for 1 or 2 days a week. And that works really, really well for them. So I'm just thinking about two in particular. They commute to Cork 1 day a week, but the other 4 days a week, they're here in the hub with us. They're able to collaborate because they're team members, and it works exceptionally, exceptionally well for them. I mean, I think the way we work has changed so completely, and I think the pandemic and that sort of flexible working introduction has just changed the working landscape. I don't think we're ever going to get back to a point where everyone is expected to be in an office 5 days a week, because as we've seen from numerous surveys, people now, I suppose they place the hybrid working arrangements, flexible working arrangements, they place huge importance on it. And most people that are surveyed have said that they would take a drop in pay in order to, secure a hybrid working arrangement, or they would, maybe not take a new role if that hybrid working arrangement wasn't in place. So I think it's so important to people, and it has become so important in the last 5 years. We won't see a complete return to office. I think the hybrid working really works well for a lot of our members, and I'd love to see that continue. It offers the best of both worlds for both employers and employees and the local economy as well. Again, if you're able to work from home, and a lot of people would have made decisions to maybe move out of the large kind of urban areas during the pandemic when they were offered remote working arrangements. And they've moved into villages and towns that have seen a huge economic boost from having these people back. So I think even that hybrid working arrangement, not only is it good for employers and employees, but it's good for those local economies as well. So I don't think it's something that we'll see changing massively in the future.
Okay, that's good to hear. And I suppose for anyone listening that thinks they might want to book a space, or they know some family member that might be visiting them in the next couple of weeks or so, and they think it might be ideal for them, in terms of booking a space, can they just log on to Connected Hubs, or what's the best way to book a space with yourselves, maybe, Megan?
They can indeed. So connectedhubs.ie is an excellent, excellent website. So you can go and filter by your county and your town, see what options are available there for you, and you can book them all directly on that website. I think across the country now, Connected Hubs have a network of over 380 working co-working hubs. So it's definitely the best place to go to see what your options are.
That's great to hear. Well, Megan, thanks a million for taking the time to join me on the show and to talk us through that.
No problem. Thanks a million for having me, Amber.